Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Congratulations on Get Through 9-5. Thank you so much for making us your NFL draft home. Drive home safely. Carrington Harrison here, Brandon Kiley, Sports Machine Sean Levine, taking you up until 6 o'clock. This is from Michael Silver of NFL Network. The Cardinals have had discussions today with agents for Kyler Murray, Nick Bosa, and Quinnen Williams out of Alabama, according to multiple sources. I am told the team is keeping it close to the vest. Mm-hmm. This just seems very obvious.
Close to the vest, huh?
Arizona is going to draft Kyler Murray here in 2 hours. Like, we all know how this story ends. That's the only way it's going to
end. They're not drafting anybody else number one. Maybe, I doubt it, they trade out of it. But you don't create a smokescreen with number one. What's the point? You can take whoever you want.
The only team I could see trading up to one would be Oakland.
Yeah, Oakland.
I could see Gruden saying, I really want Kyler Murray. Let's go get him. And they have the capital to go do it.
Would the 6th and 16th pick get you to number one? Because that's what the Giants have, right? Maybe they could do it. I don't think that they want. I would be surprised if Gettleman's the guy, though, that wants to go up there for Murray.
I wouldn't trade out of one to not be in the top five.
Because the Chiefs don't have a pick, that's the most possible exciting thing that could happen tonight, in my opinion, is that Josh Rosen gets moved and that Oakland trades up to number one.
Coming up in just a little bit, we will give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Avengers Endgame. It is very simple. We will do the hits. The final hit will be a clip from a Marvel Universe movie. All you got to do is know the movie and be caller number 6 to 913-576-7610, and you win the pair of tickets to see Avengers Endgame. We only got 4 left, so you only got 2 chances left to win those free tickets to see the movie of the year. Hit it.
You going to the movie?
Okay, now, from the beginning.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Check it out.
The top stories of the day, every day at 5 o'clock. The hits.
Cue it up.
One.
Answer your question. No, I'm not going to see Avengers. No. I have not seen the last 3 Avengers movies.
Missing out.
I am not going to see this one.
The hits are brought to you by Broadway Deli, a mostly Jewish deli for a mostly not Jewish city. Now open in the Crossroads and the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. We have another small update in the Tyreek Hill case. His attorney released a statement this morning saying that Tyreek cooperated fully with the investigators and he waived his Fifth Amendment rights. Ian Rappaport earlier today, this is the more significant update, says the suspension could be worth coming, but it is actually the timing of that suspension that is something that Chiefs fans should be watching for.
The Child Protective Services case involving Hill has not, in fact, been closed, and that is important because from what sources have said, the NFL is not going to rule on Hill or his eligibility to be on the field in the 2019 season until that investigation is over. So even though his status is still not changed, he's still in the Chiefs facility, still working out in their offseason conditioning program, he still could see his status altered at some point in the future.
C-Dot, what do you make of the fact that it sounds like a suspension still likely could be coming, but it might not happen until after the investigation is completed?
We'll talk more about this after the hits, but I would say 2 things. This is his best possible chance to either have no suspension or a reduced suspension. Because the argument's going to be very simple. I did everything I'm supposed to do. I was not charged criminally in this. I cooperated fully with law enforcement, Child Protective Services, and with you, the NFL. Whatever your suspension is, you need to cut it in half, or I don't need to be suspended at all. That's it. And, I mean, worst case scenario for the Chiefs is this goes on into the season, and then in October we find out what the penalty is, and then he misses 6 to 8 games. That would be the worst case scenario.
His statement earlier today, I love and support my family above anything. My son's health and happiness is my number one priority. I want to thank the Kansas City Chiefs, my attorneys, my agent, and my union for supporting me through this. My focus remains on working hard to be the best person for my family and community that I can be and the best player to help our team win. Pretty much exactly what I expected to hear from Tyreek Hill a day after he got. BK, you and I were kind of talking about this. Was yesterday good news or bad news for Tyreek Hill? Do we know yet?
I mean, all things considered, it's better than the alternative.
Touche.
Two.
Hit number two, another star defender could become available tonight during the draft. This is according to Charles Robinson of Yahoo Sports, the veteran player most likely to be traded during the draft, according to him, Patrick Peterson. He added that the relationship between him and the Cardinals is wearing thin and that Arizona is indeed taking calls on him. Earlier today, though, we did talk to Matt Miller, who said he does not believe that Peterson will become available. CDOT, if he were to be available, what would you be willing to trade for Patrick Peterson?
I would not be willing to trade pick 61 and pick 63 for Patrick Peterson. I would be willing to give you one of those two as the foundation, and then we can discuss some other things. If they trade a 2 and a 3, if they trade a 2 and a 5, I'd be willing to do it, but I would not be willing to. The Chiefs in this year's draft have two really big assets left. I think one of them should be used on drafting a player in this year's draft so you can have club control. I hate how sometimes you make it seem like draft picks don't have any value. Sometimes it's the best possible thing you can have because you get the opportunity to draft a great player at a very club-friendly and team-friendly deal. That's what makes Tyreek Hill's contract so good. You got a four-year, $2 million deal on a player. That's what made Chris Jones' contract so good or Travis Kelce's contract so good when he was on his rookie deal. So draft picks have value. You just have to make the value matter.
Yeah, we're at total opposite ends of the spectrum when it comes to this one. I don't think Arizona would take the two number twos that the Chiefs have at 61 and 63 at the bottom of that second round. But if they would, I would absolutely give those picks up. It's not about 2 or 3 years from now. It's about now. And if Kansas City's options 48 hours ago were to spend pick 29, pick 61, and pick 63 and the crapshoot that is the NFL draft or land Frank Clark and Patrick Peterson, are you kidding me? Talk about known commodities versus the risk that is the draft. I'm absolutely doing it, but I think it's going to take a whole lot more. I don't think Arizona's interested in those two Chiefs picks because something tells me they could get a lot more for Patrick Peterson.
Three.
The next hit is the biggest story in sports today, and that is the first round of the NFL draft is tonight. We've got a lot going on right here on 610 Sports Radio. Sho and Vern going to be live from Nashville from 6 to 7. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we've got our draft show right here on 610 Sports Radio as well. So keep it locked right here for your draft coverage. CDOT, what do you find to be the most interesting storyline going on tonight?
I would say there are three really, really interesting things about the NFL draft. I would say number one is what Oakland's going to do. Oakland has pick 4, 24, and 27. They can do just about anything when it comes to the NFL draft. I would say number two, what's going to happen with Josh Rosen? I have absolutely no clue what's going to happen with him. I think there's a wide range of situations and options that can happen with Josh Rosen. And number three, what's up with Drew Lock? Like, Drew Lock, I think there's 11 different possibilities and places that he can land. He's a quarterback. I could see him going top 10. I could also see him falling to pick 21 because of just various things. I would say those are the three most interesting things, and I guess maybe as a sub point, what's the Giants going to do? I think it's very clear they need to draft a quarterback. Let's see if they do.
You couldn't leave me the Giants? You took every single one of them. Yes, Josh Rosen is very interesting because right now he's under contract, and he's a first-round draft pick just from last year. I think Oakland could be the team to trade up. I think Oakland could swap picks, take that number one overall pick, draft Kyler Murray. I wouldn't be at all surprised for John Gruden and the Raiders to make a splash like that. And the Giants, I agree with you. That's interesting only because, honestly, how much time does Eli Manning have left? We've been talking about them drafting his successor now for the last, it feels like, 5 years. At some point, they're going to do it. I expect that to be Dwayne Haskins tonight. So I think there's going to be two quarterbacks taken with the top six picks. And again, the biggest crapshoot on the entire board happens to be MU quarterback Drew Lock, who I could see going, if Oakland stays at 4, I could see him going as high as 4. Most likely, I could see him falling to 10 at Denver, or he could fall all the way to the bottom of the first round, which would probably be best case scenario for Drew Lock if he ends up with, let's say, Bill Belichick back up to Tom Brady with the Patriots.
4.
Final hit of the day is brought to you by Broadway Deli, a mostly Jewish deli for a mostly not Jewish city, now open in the Crossroads and the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. The final hit today and every day this week, you've got one more chance after today, is to win a pair of passes to see the biggest movie event of the year. You get to go to Avengers Endgame if you win this pop quiz. All you have to do, be caller number 6-5-913-576-7610. You can guess which superhero movie this is from in the Marvel Universe.
Wanda, I think you hurt Vision's feelings.
You locked me in my room.
Okay, first, that's an exaggeration. Second, I did it to protect you. Hey, Clint.
Hey, man.
Clearly, retirement doesn't suit you. You got tired of shooting golf?
Well, I played 18. shot 18. This can't seem to miss.
If you know which movie that is from in the Marvel Universe, be caller number 6 right now at 913-576-7610, and you will win 2 passes to see the premiere of The Avengers Endgame.
I want to read for you guys earlier today. This was a statement from Tyreek Hill and his attorney. Because I think the statement that was given today is the best possible chance that Tyreek Hill has to avoid a lengthy suspension or if he is suspended at all from the NFL. So you read his statement earlier. I love and support my family above anything. My son's health and happiness is my number one priority. I want to thank the Chiefs, my attorneys, my agent, and my union for supporting me through this. My focus remains on working hard to be the best person for my family and community I can be and the best player to help our team win. This is from his attorney. Tyreek has maintained from the inception and throughout the investigation that he is innocent of any crime. Contrary to some media reports, Tyreek cooperated with law enforcement, waived his Fifth Amendment rights, and answered questions from both law enforcement and DCF. He continues to cooperate with authorities. Unfortunately, due to laws related to confidentiality, as much as he would like to, he cannot comment regarding specific allegations. I firmly believe that at some point Tyreek Hill is going to be suspended by what's happened over the offseason. Maybe more information comes out, maybe it doesn't. But based on the information we have so far, I think that Tyreek Hill sees some suspension. His only way, I think, to avoid it, or if he gets 4 games to get it reduced to 3 or 2 games, if he gets 6 games to get it reduced to 4 games, is going to be this statement right here. Free to media reports, Tyreek cooperated with law enforcement, waived his Fifth Amendment rights, and answered questions from both law enforcement and DCF. He continues to cooperate with authorities. At this point, the best chance he has is being as honest and open as he can possibly be. That's the only thing that can save him from missing time or a substantial amount of time. Again, I don't want to lose sight of this. Yesterday, a district attorney said that he thought an NFL player potentially harmed a child. You are not getting out of that with a 0-game suspension. But if you can turn around and say, hey, I was not charged criminally in this. I cooperate with law enforcement. I answer questions. I came here to answer your questions, Roger Goodell. That's your only chance, in my mind, to not have a lengthy and heavy suspension.
And at this time, Tyreek Hill thought that he would be at the negotiating table talking about, is my contract going to be as big as Julio Jones or Mike Evans or Odell Beckham? Instead, he's found himself in a courtroom. So I tend to agree with you. I think he is going to be suspended. I'm not exactly sure how long the NFL is going to know. 2 games, 4 games, 6 games, based on the lack of information. But when it comes to Tyreek himself, I think he's actually being really forward-thinking, or somebody in his camp, by putting out this type of a statement. And again, what else was he going to say? This is kind of what you have to say after what the DA came out and said yesterday. But to me, it's forward thinking, not just as a Chief, but for whatever other NFL team he plays for next. Because if other teams out there believe that this is a guy who, coming out of college, had character issues, and maybe those character issues are coming back to the surface, then they're not going to want to pay him 5 years, $100 million like Odell Beckham got. So I think it's forward thinking, putting out the apology, saying he's going to keep his nose clean, talking about how dedicated he is to the Chiefs, if not for the Chiefs, at least for the next NFL team that he plays for.
Yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying. I don't think right now you have another play if you're Tyreek Hill. I think we know enough about the NFL to know at some point the suspension is going to come down. But I think that yesterday we were talking a lot about how arbitrary the penalties are in the NFL, and they are 100% arbitrary. The best chance you have, I think, to help yourself against that is you have to cooperate. Again, I think the argument's going to be, I was not charged criminally and I have cooperated and answered all questions I have been asked about this. I think that could get you a 2-game suspension that you can get appealed down to 1 game. That's your best case scenario to me.
See, I've got some breaking news that we should probably throw to here. I'm going to play some audio real quick. This is from KCTV5. They say they have obtained an audio recording of Tyreek Hill talking with his fiance about how they're handling investigators and what happened with Tyreek's son's broken arm. So here's the audio. This is courtesy of KCTV5.
Now, if you have the KCTV5 app, you just received a push alert. We have obtained a recorded conversation between Tyreek Hill and his fiance, Crystal Espinal. In order to be fair and give all parties time to comment on what the recording reveals, we have given everyone until 6 p.m. to comment. Now, yesterday, the Johnson County District Attorney said a crime was committed involving Hill's 3-year-old son, but without further evidence, no charges will be filed. In the recording, sent exclusively to investigative reporter Angie Rocono, the parents discussed their son's broken arm, how it happened, and how they've dealt with investigators. You'll hear for yourself exclusively on KCTV 5 at 6 p.m.
That does not sound good for Tyreek Hill.
No, it sounds terrible.
That does not sound good at all.
Wow.
I do not have more information on this. Just gut reaction, hearing about it. I think it is time to start changing our worst case scenario for the Kansas City Chiefs and Tyreek Hill. I just heard the same audio. We can play it again. I don't have any information. Nobody from KCTV 5 told me anything. But if KCTV 5 is saying that they have recorded conversations between Tyreek Hill and his fiance and details and information, it is time to start changing our worst case scenario. Because yesterday, I was emphatic. Based on the information that we have, I did not think he was going to be off the team. Based on the press conference, based on that, I did not think he was going to be on the team. But I think you would be kidding yourself if we cannot acknowledge that more information got Kareem Hunt kicked off the team. That the video and the discovery of the video is what got you kicked off the team. The discovery of the audio could get could get Tyreek Hill kicked off the team. It could get him kicked off the team. I don't know what's on there. I don't know what was said. But the discovery of the audio and having more information and it being released to the public could absolutely get him kicked off the team.
Because what it means is it's concrete evidence. And I think that part of the reason the Chiefs tell us that the reason they cut Kareem Hunt was because he lied to him. The reason they cut him was because of that video. If there's actual audio and you can't just say nothing happened, or you can't just say I'm not talking and she's not talking, so nothing's going to happen. If this is true and there's actual audio and they're talking about the kid's broken arm or what they did about it or any type of a cover up, whoa. I mean, this is going to get way, way worse quicker than it's going to get better. And from a football side of things, we can talk about that as we move on. What does it mean for the draft? But from a Chiefs perspective, whoa, this could be horrible news. If we're talking about a few months ago, you had a top five wide receiver and I would say a top five running back. And if tomorrow the story breaks that the audio comes out and the Chiefs have to do the same thing they did with Kareem Hunt to Tyreek Hill, whoa.
I want to play this for you guys one more time. This is from KCTV 5. We just got this audio 2 minutes ago. So if you're just tuning in, KCTV 5 says they have additional information regarding Tyreek Hill.
Now, if you have the KCTV 5 app, you just received a push alert. We have obtained a recorded conversation between Tyreek Hill and his fiancée, Crystal Espinal. In order to be fair and give all parties time to comment on what the recording reveals, we have given everyone until 6 p.m. to comment. Now, yesterday, the Johnson County District Attorney said a crime was committed involving Hill's 3-year-old son, but without further evidence, no charges will be filed. In the recording, sent exclusively to investigative reporter Angie Rocono, the parents discussed their son's broken arm, how it happened, and how they've dealt with investigators. You'll hear for yourself exclusively on KCTV 5 at 6 p.m.
Text line 69306. There's a couple of texts I would like to read. Let's discuss them. Number one, KCTV 5 is just trying to get viewers. It's probably nothing. Someone else, why would we just automatically assume that the audio is negative towards Tyreek?
That's true.
There's a couple of other things. Perfectly fine. We can discuss it. We know how the news works. It's not good for somebody. You're right. Maybe it's not good towards Tyreek Hill. Maybe it's not good towards Crystal Espinal, his fiance. But the way they're playing it up and tune in at 6 and we gave you a direct on the app and the way they're playing it, it's not good for one of them or both of them. It's not good. This is a recorded conversation that they're having that was given to them that I'm sure they have gone through lawyers. And come on, we know how this works. It's not good for somebody. And at some point, Kansas City, we got to quit having this conversation and make it seem like Tyreek, like I think so far that the conversation has been painted like Tyreek Hill is 100% innocent and that it's all his fiance. That I do think this information from KCTV 5 should at least be able to open up the window to the conversation of what if it's not? What if it's not good for the Kansas City Chiefs and Tyreek Hill? What if the Chiefs could potentially lose, in my opinion, their second most important offensive player? Because I would say there are two things that make their offense incredibly dynamic and incredibly unique and special. One is the quarterback. They're still going to have Mahomes. Nothing is happening to him. The other is Tyreek Hill. But I think you can make an argument of, if you are drafting offensive players that are not quarterbacks, I think you can make a very good argument to take Tyreek Hill number one overall. That's how dynamic he is. That's how special he is. That's how fast he is. We got to start be willing to have the conversation and open and honestly without bias and say, there is a chance, if this information that KCTV5 has is not good, there's a chance that Tyreek Hill's not on the team. There's a chance. I don't know what the percentage is. I haven't heard the audio. But it's not a 0% chance. Again, the audio is either really bad for him, really bad for her, or really bad for both of them. They would not be selling it this way if it wasn't.
Right. It's not going to be really good. That's for sure. I can tell you that much. I mean,
Dante Jones, who's a producer at KCTV5, tweeted about 5 minutes, all I can say is hold on to your seats. I would imagine that's not exactly a great thing.
At this point, it better not be clickbait, because I can't wait for it, because it sounds to me like something's going to come down. And maybe saying I can't wait for it actually expresses the opposite of how I feel. I'm scared, man. After what I just heard from BK, after what I hear from KCTV5, I don't think that they're just putting stuff out there that isn't true at this point. They've taken a lot of backlash for the way this whole Tyreek Hill stories came out, where it was originally reported, then we didn't hear anything about it, and then we got some news kind of yesterday. The way the news has been filtered out, something tells me, gut instinct, is it's very, very bad news they're going to tell us about Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, again, it's only three possible options. It's really bad for him. It's really bad for her.
And even if it's really bad for her, it's still really bad for him, because he is tied directly to her, and we didn't know her name before a couple of weeks ago. We knew his name.
Yeah, but I'm saying is, it could be, I haven't heard it, but it could be she says what happens, and they're having a conversation about it, but she admits to it the way some people think. Some people think she is the one, because we've heard the thing of his name's not on it, he wasn't there, all that. So it could be her telling him what happened in that conversation. We agree, it could be really bad for him. It could be him saying that he did something in this, or it could be both of them conspiring to not be forthcoming with information. I don't know what's on there, but there's only three possible options.
Where do these recordings come from? We don't know who originally reported to get the police to the house in the first place. It seems like there's some sort of a witch hunt, and maybe it's a good thing. If there's a kid getting hurt, then thank goodness that's what's going on in the house. But, I mean, I don't know about you. How many times do you have your voice? How many times have you been recorded, C-Dot, recently in the last few years?
I don't know. I mean, I also...
You don't know?
Yeah, I mean, I would say no. I also I've never been under investigation for child abuse either.
Good.
Like, sometimes, this is where and maybe this is just because I'm in the media. Sometimes we get mad at the media for uncovering how trash people are. Where now we're mad at TMZ, and now we're mad at KCTV5 for uncovering how trash people are and what they're supposed to do. KCTV5, their responsibility is to bring you the news. That's it. This is news. Now let's see what happens. If they're BSing and it's nothing and they are just doing all this for attention and clickbait, then you, the consumer, have the ability to call them out and say, I'm not supporting it anymore. This is a very serious thing. You've hyped it and sold it to get us to watch and pay attention. We tuned into your network like you're supposed to do. We turned in. We watched it. You lied to us.
That's why I think this is something, because I feel like KCTV5 has been at the forefront of this whole thing. And at the beginning, I was like, I hope it's not true. And then it turned out it had some legs.
It's 100% something.
Absolutely. Now there's no way that BK is going to break into the show during the hits, and KCTV5 is going to give us there's going to be some bit of news, and 99.9% tells me that it's going to be very bad news for Tyreek Hill.
Text line 69306, this clip may not be admissible in court, so maybe this is what the DA is saying, that a crime was committed and maybe the DA leaked it. If I was you guys, weird as it may sound, I wouldn't be worried about the criminal aspect of it. I'd be worried about the NFL aspect of it. I'd be worried about how the Chiefs find out about it. And maybe this is just something that we'll always disagree with. I 100% believe that the Chiefs knew about Kareem Hunt. I 100%, there's nothing you can tell me to make me believe that the billion-dollar NFL team didn't know that information.
Do you think they saw the video, though?
Yes, I 100% think they saw the video. And I think, like most billion-dollar companies, they did what they could to make sure that we never saw the information. And then when we saw the information, they had to do something. I think the Chiefs have heard this recording or knew about the recording at some point, and they never thought that we would hear the recording. And then somebody that wasn't supposed to get it heard the recording, and then they gave it to KCTV5. That's how all these things leak. That's how all these things leak. Some of you guys just watched Surviving R. Kelly. I don't know if you've seen
it.
Yeah,
I saw Surviving R. Kelly.
Did you hear how they got the tape? Somebody anonymously mailed it to the Chicago Sun-Times. Somebody had the tape of R. Kelly, put it in a bag, and mailed it to the news. Happens all the time. So, yeah, that's how this information got found out.
I also don't care how it got found out. Like, it doesn't matter to me how the audio got to KCTV5. All I care about now is what the audio says and what it means moving forward. Because criminal or not, like, if something is on this recording that would indicate that Tyreek Hill did this and that the DA was correct yesterday in his assessment that a crime was committed.
Then you're done in here.
Then I mean, that means, I could be wrong here, CDOT, but I would think that means the end of Tyreek Hill in Kansas City.
Yeah, it absolutely is a chance. I don't want to say one way or the other.
It just, it feels difficult for me to believe that it wouldn't, but I'm with you. Like, I don't know. It just feels right now, gut reaction, like that would be the case.
Yeah, I don't know. So I'm trying to toe this as lightly as I can, and because I have not heard the audio. If you heard the audio, we'd be playing it for you nonstop. I haven't heard it. I want to play the news report one more time and say this. I will say this, though, to your thing, BK. If this is a damning thing that happened, Tyreek will never play in the NFL again. Based on what happened when he first came into the league and based on this, Tyreek will never play an NFL game if the information is that damning. But I don't know what the information is. Here's what was reported today by KCTV5.
Now, if you have the KCTV5 app, you just received a push alert. We have obtained a recorded conversation between Tyreek Hill and his fiancée, Crystal Espinal. In order to be fair and give all parties time to comment on what the recording reveals, we have given everyone until 6 p.m. to comment. Now, yesterday, the Johnson County District Attorney said a crime was committed involving Hill's 3-year-old son, but without further evidence, no charges will be filed. In the recording, sent exclusively to investigative reporter Angie Rocono, the parents discussed their son's broken arm, how it happened, and how they've dealt with investigators. You'll hear for yourself exclusively on KCTV5 at 6 p.m.
Just as somebody who has done this for a long time, Sports Machine, you've done this for a long time. BK, you've done this for a long time. Believe me, this thing has been run through the ringer. They have talked to lawyers. They have confirmed that they can play this. The Chiefs know about it. Tyreek Hill knows about it. His fiance knows about it. This is just not some shot in the dark. Now, maybe they never thought they would get the information, but believe me, at this point, everybody has heard about it. Everybody knows it. It exists. And we'll see what happens. I mean, it's really that simple. We will see what happens. I think we're all are in the same place waiting to see what happens, and we'll all find out in the next 35, 40 minutes or so. But it could be damning for Tyreek. It could be damning for her. It could be damning for both of them, but I think it's very safe to say it is not good.
In a weird way, good thing they don't have that first-round pick tonight, because something tells me the Chiefs brass is going to be a little bit wrapped up tonight. They're going to be a little bit busy, aren't they?
Coming up in just a little bit, we will be joined in studio by Jay Binkley and Kent Swanson to talk about the breaking news. KCTV5 says they have a recording of Tyreek Hill and his fiance. We'll talk to them about it coming up. It's The Drive.
The Drive, weekdays 2 to 6.
Back in on The Drive, Carrington here, Sports Machine here, Kylie here. We are happy to be joined by Jay Binkley at Three Guys in a Garage on Twitter and Kent Swanson from Arrowhead Pride. They are hosting an NFL draft show from 7 until the draft is over. Guys, how you doing?
What's going on, C-Dot?
Excited to be here, man.
I want to play for you guys. This is the KCTV5 report. They are reporting at 6 o'clock. They are going to play a 11-minute phone conversation that they have obtained, recorded involving Tyreek Hill and his fiance.
Now, if you have the KCTV5 app, you just received a push alert. We have obtained a recorded conversation between Tyreek Hill and his fiance, Crystal Espinal. In order to be fair and give all parties time to comment on what the recording reveals, we have given everyone until 6 p.m. to comment. Now, yesterday, the Johnson County District Attorney said a crime was committed involving Hill's 3-year-old son, but without further evidence, no charges will be filed. In the recording, sent exclusively to investigative reporter Angie Rocono, the parents discussed their son's broken arm, how it happened, and how they've dealt with investigators. You'll hear for yourself exclusively on KCTV5 at 6 p.m.
I do want to say really quickly, breaking news, Patrick Mahomes will be on the cover of Madden NFL 20. They have just announced it. Patrick Mahomes will be on the cover of Madden. Back to the Tyreek Hill. Bank, we'll kick it to you first. What do you make of, I guess, KCTV5's report?
Well, you know, just kind of looking through some legality. I don't know if this is true or not, but it's a one-party consent state, the state of Kansas. So I was kind of curious, like, how you put a conversation out there in its first place. But, yeah, it's going to be I don't know. You could speculate a million different directions. It's the same way I felt yesterday going up to the Johnson County Courthouse. I had no idea what to expect. And this could either clear Tyreek or it could put the Chiefs in a real situation tonight. I mean, it's hard to speculate on what it is because we haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, I'm going to refrain from saying too much until we actually hear the audio. But, I mean, it sucks that, you know, we are having to experience, you know, something about a three-year-old child, and that's really kind of where my concern is right now.
I would say there are one of three possibilities. It's either really bad for her, because there's one belief out there that she committed the abuse to the child. Tyreek wasn't there, and this is a conversation of her telling him about the abuse and them having a conversation about it. He committed the abuse, and he is telling her about the abuse, and they're having a conversation about it. Or they are having a conversation about abuse. It's bad for either one of them, him, her, or bad for both of them. And if it is really bad for him, I do not know how he's on the team. And just, I've not heard it. 11 minutes talking about child abuse in some capacity? You probably said something really bad over the 11 minutes.
Yeah, there's going to be something incriminating there. And I kind of wonder if, you know, the DA has maintained that, you know, they didn't get particularly good cooperation from these two parties, but it sounds like there's a lot of information that could potentially be revealed about the realities of this situation here very shortly. So that's something I'm going to be very curious to kind of run up against what the DA said and what this conversation reveals.
I'm just more curious, you know, how to get out. You know, who is the person that had this information?
And the timing. Why didn't the DA know about this yesterday?
Well, because you would think the only two parties that would have the recorded conversation are Tyreek and his fiance. I mean, that's, wouldn't you think that would be the only two people that would be privy to that information?
We don't know where exactly the conversation took place. It could have been in public. It wasn't necessarily in Kansas or Missouri. You're talking about the laws. We don't even know if it was in the country.
Because it could have been wiretapped. I mean, I don't know.
Well, everybody has recording devices on their phone nowadays, so the fact that something got recorded by two people, that's not the part that surprised me too much.
I don't know. I'm sure the lawyer's listening, but I think Kansas is a one-party consent state. I'm not 100% sure, but I think it is. What do I know?
It's very
weird. I just don't know the legality, you know, of putting it out there. And again, is it court of public opinion or a court of law? Would it be inadmissible in a court of law? But if it's out there in the court of public opinion, that certainly changed things with him. But who's to gain? What's to lose? That's what I want to know. How to get released and who's got the motive to release it?
Maybe a really good person that cares about a child. I don't know who did it, but a kid got hurt here, so whoever did reveal this is a really good person. That's all I can say.
But what if the kid, what if it was an innocent deal? I mean, what if he did hurt himself accidentally? And they're discussing how he accidentally hurt. I mean, we don't know.
I'd be surprised if that's what it ends up being.
No, you'd be
point.
Surprised, but I mean, he could have happened. I mean, you know, he had child neglect. You know, he's on the porch or something, hurts himself, and they blame the parents because of past history. I mean, that part, we don't exactly know. And to speculate, you know, is caused by, you know, a human, I don't know if that's fair at this point. I mean, it might, this conversation will reveal that, but we don't know.
Yeah, we'll know in 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, but we just don't know if a person caused it or if it was an accidental cause, because that does happen with kids.
Yeah, I'm reading it right now. It sounds like it was recorded in an airport in Dubai.
There you go. Public place outside the United States. There you go.
I'm not familiar with Dubai laws.
That's just something for rich people.
Yeah, what's the one-way consent laws in Dubai?
I ain't rich enough to go to Dubai.
Well, I don't know if it's being released in the state of Kansas, so I don't.
I do remember, though, just if we're talking about timing, I remember Tyreek Hill talked about going to Dubai when he was at the Pro Bowl. I remember watching an interview about it with him talking about how that was kind of their plan after the Pro Bowl, so it was sometime after that.
I'm going to go on a limb and a hunch. Maybe limb's a run. My hunch?
Go on a hunch.
She is the one that recorded this. Right? Like, it wasn't wiretap. The government was not recording their conversation. One of the two of them recorded their conversation.
Well, hold on. They were in an airport. I mean, you could be around.
Come on now. Come on. If there's two people on and they're in Dubai. It was not a random person that didn't know who it was.
What's the fiance's endgame? Why would she do it?
What if he's in Dubai and it happened back here and she's telling him what happened? I mean, we don't know.
Oh, maybe.
If he's in Dubai and she's here because he wasn't listed on the second report,
I think
what if something happened while he was out of the country?
I think it's got to be one of the two, because no one would be recording it unless they had interest in recording that conversation, and there wasn't any public record most likely out there about this situation. So I think you're right. I think it's got to be one of the two.
Yeah, I'm just, I mean, I don't know. I have not read the report. I'm just sitting here following it on Twitter.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be him that would record the conversation. Her recording the conversation, if it's bad, her recording the conversation will make a lot of sense.
Yeah, but he's got smart people around him, you know? I mean, the pro athletes have a lot to lose, and I'm sure they're taught, you know, things like that. And I'm sure the agent gets involved, and hey, you're in a situation, make sure you're recording it. I mean, who knows what
advice. If it was an ex-wife, that would make sense, but it was his fiance. I guess that's the part that I can't connect. But, what I'm saying is
maybe you're getting advice, hey, if something goes down, you record the conversation. We don't know what he's been told or how he's been taught or what he does.
No, we do not know.
Maybe he's like, you know what, I need to record this. We don't know.
I do know that.
But if he's out of the country and it happened when he's out of the country, that's pertinent information.
No, you're right. But I do think at some point, though, as people that follow the Kansas City Chiefs, we just got to be honest about this. Every single time we have gotten more information has not been good information.
Correct.
Think about so we first heard about it the Friday when everybody was killing Brooke Pryor. We first heard about it. The next time we heard about it, we found out that his kid got removed from the home, right? It was the first time we had heard about it in weeks.
But we don't know if he's back or not.
You're right. I'm just saying every time we got an update. I'm talking about what we know.
Yep.
We hear about it. The next time we found out that the kid got removed from the home. The next time we get an update was the press conference yesterday, which we can all agree it was not good for Tyreek Hill, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, and it did clear from criminal charges.
It wasn't good, though, Ben. Come on now.
No, the not being criminally charged was important.
I know, but I'm saying is yesterday we had a district attorney saying we think a crime is being committed, but we do not know who did it. I don't think anyone would say that was good. Maybe it wasn't as bad as we thought it was going to be. It was not good.
Well, I think when you're removed from criminal charges, that's a good thing for him.
Okay, but good or bad, which one would you say it was?
Well, I mean, being removed from criminal charges is always good.
Okay. So today, now
I'm not
going to
say it's great, throw a party. Okay. I'm just saying, if you're not being criminally charged by Johnson County, that's good.
Better than the alternative, I think is what he's trying to say.
Yes. So now today, we have KCTV5 saying they have an 11-minute conversation that was recorded by her.
Now,
do we think
this.
It's going to be good or bad for Tyreek Hill?
Well, let's remember this. TV5 is a partner. Let's remember this. TV5 is a partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Then they're a partner of the Chiefs. Yes, they are a partner.
I don't think KCTV5 is a partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
They get all those shows. They get but TV5 airs those specials. What is it, the Mitch Holta show and stuff like that?
Then TV5 Chiefs Rewind or something.
Chiefs Rewind or whatever. But TV5, they're always projecting themselves as a partner. Like when they're out there with media and everything else, like they're a.
I think they can be objective though.
I like Bingy's going deep conspiracy theory.
I don't know.
All cross circles on us.
I'm just saying that is something to consider.
Loch Ness Monster.
I mean, we're partnered with the Royals. If we had an 11-minute phone conversation about a Royals player abusing his kid, we'd be playing it on the show. To hell with the Royals relationship. Like, our responsibility is to you, the listener. I don't work for the Chiefs. I don't work for the Royals. I don't work for KU or Missouri. I work for Intercom.
I'm just saying how it works sometimes.
I also think it should be noted that the person who is doing this story is an investigative reporter for KCTV5. It's not somebody from the sports department.
It's true.
Yeah, it's
big
just,
difference.
It's not going to be good. Now, degrees of bad, we'll find out. It's not. It's an 11-minute phone conversation with them talking about child abuse. That ain't good.
No.
That's not a good situation.
It's not good at all, but this doesn't mean that it was him.
Right. But
regardless, the kid got hurt, so that it's a terrible thing, but we don't know if it was him.
I'm happy we're getting clarity, honestly. Yeah. I don't care if it's Tyreek Hill. If Tyreek Hill did this, I never want him to play a down of football anywhere, ever again. So if it provides clarity to that, and this is the reality, good. Like, This is a good thing for us to have more insight and knowledge to the situation surrounding the injury of a 3-year-old child. I have a kid that's turning 3 in a month. I can't even imagine, you know, how horrific this is. If there's more evidence provided because of this, I'm happy, whether it's Tyreek Hill or not.
I want to play this for you guys one more time, and we'll have a conversation about the NFL draft. Here's KCTV5's report.
Now, if you have the KCTV5 app, you just received a push alert. We have obtained a recorded conversation between Tyreek Hill and his fiancée, Crystal Espinal. In order to be fair and give all parties time to comment on what the recording reveals, we have given everyone until 6 p.m. to comment. Now, yesterday, the Johnson County District Attorney said a crime was committed involving Hill's 3-year-old son, but without further evidence, no charges will be filed. In the recording, sent exclusively to investigative reporter Angie Rocono, the parents discuss their son's broken arm, how it happened, and how they've dealt with investigators. You'll hear for yourself exclusively on KCTV5 at 6 p.m.
So, Since this report, we have now learned it is an 11-minute phone conversation. They are going to drop in 18 minutes. It was recorded by her. I think something bad's about to happen.
Yeah.
It feels like something bad, very bad, is about to happen for Tyreek Hill, the Kansas City Chiefs, and their family. Coming up in a little bit, we'll switch gears and we'll talk about the NFL draft, which is less than an hour and a half away. Bink and Kent Swanson in studio. It's The Drive.
The Drive. 610 Sports Radio.
Text line 69306. Carrington, what do they mean by giving people a chance to comment? So how it works in this context is, let's say KCTV5 got this information today at 8 o'clock. Let's say that email comes, tells people what it is. They listen to it. If you get something like this, you run to your boss and tell them exactly what you have. Your boss then listens to it. Your boss then tells you how to handle it. He then passes it up the chain and then he says, we got to get lawyers involved. It is a recorded conversation about kids. Lawyers are involved in this.
Well, here's my only thing I'm saying about this, and I'm not taking one side or the other. Now, was it another party involved? That's the thing, too. We don't know if it was Tyreek. We don't know if it was her. What if it was another party involved? That's why I'm saying I'm just being very cautious. You know, who we blame? Because it could have been another person, and that's why they protected. I don't know.
I'm curious where this information was yesterday and why the DA didn't have the information that Channel 5 has. To me, that's the more interesting thing today, that
it's been a couple months.
Well, it's been going on for a long time, and we finally got, you know, the mouthpiece came out yesterday, the district attorney of Johnson County, and said, something happened, but I don't have enough information to tell you exactly
He did call it a crime.
And now we're about to get a recorded conversation that's probably, I don't know exactly, I haven't heard it.
Yeah, we don't know who did it.
But it's likely to tell us who and what happened, and yep. If it does, then that's information that the DA didn't have yesterday. He couldn't have waited another day before making the final determination?
Well, there's still a statute of limitations of 5 years, so they can re-bring up charges.
Yeah, he can still do something. I'm talking about coming out to the public and saying, nothing's going on, we're dropping the case legally, it's still in the court of public opinion, you know, Child Protection Services. No. Why does Channel 5 have better and more information than you, the DA? That doesn't make any sense to me.
I was going to finish answering the guy's question. So then after that, I think it's your obligation to then give the Chiefs, Tyreek Hill, and everyone a chance to comment of, this is what we're doing as a station. We plan on doing this today. At this time, you have until this time to issue your statement based on that's just news protocols. What happens in every single. So like if it was us, we would do the exact same thing. So yes. So that's what they mean by giving them time. This is what we're going to do. We're going to let you hear it if you want to hear it. But this is what we're going to do because, you know, we got bills to pay. That's basically what's happening.
We're going to see how quick the Chiefs react depending on what the news is. I mean, it didn't take them very long, Bank. Kareem Hunt video comes out. Yeah, he lied to us. No, you cut him because the video came out. As soon as the video came out, what was it, 5 minutes before they released him? So, man, I thought we were going to be talking about draft tonight. I was looking forward to it. But by the end of the night, we could be talking about something completely different.
Could be. Well, definitely we will be, so that's evident.
Text line 69306, how can KCTV5 get this audio, but the Johnson County District Attorney can't? Can't they go back and press charges now if it's incriminating?
Sure they can.
First part, someone had to have given them the information. Like, someone didn't give this information to the DA, allegedly. Someone did give this information to KCTV5. They absolutely can go back and press charges. Absolutely. 100%. Yep. If they hear something on television today that furthers their investigation, like, the investigation was based on the information we have now. It's not based on more information that can come out. So they absolutely can go back and do this.
I'm looking back at his statement right here. It was very vague. I love and support my family above anything. My son's health and happiness is my number one priority. I want to thank Kansas City Chiefs, my attorneys, my agent, and my union for supporting me through this. My focus remains on working hard to be the best person for my family and our community that I can be, and the best player to help our team win. Man, you might not be a player for any team going forward.
I was just going to add, I think Bink mentioned the statute of limitations on this is 5 years. Is that right, Bink?
Yeah.
So any new information, they have plenty of time. They've got a large window to continue to pursue this.
But wasn't the first reports others involved? I mean, wasn't that a word that was used? Some of the terminology used in that? Others involved?
Besides Tyreek Hill?
Yeah.
Yeah, but others involved
and
could have been her.
And the fiancé, too.
Sure.
Well, others involved. Like, I mean, it could have been somebody else.
I'm under the impression that there were three people involved, two adults, one child.
Those were from what you guys are talking about is the incident reports. Those are coming from March. Those are the two times that they went to the house.
Yeah,
those
separate
are
incidents, just right?
We don't even know if it was actually an incident that happened on those dates, But this incident that they're talking about, the broken arm, happened sometime in January. So those incident reports do not cover that, from my understanding.
So did the incident reports mention others involved?
The incident reports just say who was at the house at the time that they came to the house. And that at those times, the first one was Tyreek Hill and his fiance. The second time, it was just the fiance that was listed.
Okay.
Which is troubling because it's not just one instance, and we don't know exactly what happened in any of these instances, but we know that multiple things happen at least multiple times.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he wasn't even there in one of them.
Bink, let me ask you this. What would you do if you were the Chiefs? Are you now preparing as if you're not going to have Tyreek at all? Like, what's your football recourse? Like, we can talk about but we haven't heard the audio yet. Today's the draft. How do you prepare your football team? Because regardless if Tyreek Hill's there or not, they're going to play football next season. What do you do if he's not there?
Well, I, from a football perspective, I think it changes your plan, and I think you go wide receiver at 61. If not, you trade up 61 and 63.
You might be moving up for a receiver.
And move up to maybe the Chiefs of the team that moves up for the first round. But you do, I think, change plans, and you definitely get a receiver because, you know, the good ones are gone. Antonio Brown, you never had a chance at him. OBJ, he's gone. It's what you have to do is go up and get a receiver now if he's not going to play.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think if news comes out today, I think
I mean Roger could lay the hammer down on this too.
Yeah, but I mean if something incriminating to Tyreek Hill happens tonight with this audio, the Chiefs should cut him tomorrow, and then go trade up for a receiver if you need to in the second round tomorrow. I'd sit today out. I wouldn't even try to get into round one right now because there's too much stuff going on.
But did he learn his lesson from Kareem? Because Kareem lied and he was released, and then you know Tyreek puts out the statement that he didn't do it. He loves his family. He cooperated with authorities. I mean, wouldn't you learn a lesson, so to speak, from Kareem Hunt and what could happen if you did lie?
He never really said he didn't do anything, though. I mean, I've read the statement multiple times. I love and support my family. I want to thank the Chiefs, my attorneys, and my agent. My focus remains on this. He didn't really say something that could incriminate him. He didn't really say much at all.
I think we're all really in a holding pattern right now.
Ruh-roh. Yep.
We're waiting 5 minutes. I think all of Kansas City is going to certainly have their ear or eyes to it. Very curious to hear the 11-minute clip. I want to hear the whole thing. I'm happy KCTV5 is putting the whole thing. Don't give me what you think the best 2 minutes are. Let me decide what the best 2 minutes are. I want to hear the full 11 minutes, and then we all can have an opinion based on what we hear. Sound good?
Yeah, sounds good. I'm heading to the TV right now.
Thanks so much for listening. Go ahead and check out the podcast page, 610sports.com. Also available on iTunes. Enjoy round one of the NFL draft. Thanks a lot for listening. See drive.
Show and Vern coming up next, live from Nashville.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.